My name is Christy, and I want to tell you my story. I've had problems with depression and anxiety for as long as I can remember. Even as a kid, feeling embarrassed, crying, feeling broken, feeling less than, I just never remember having that feeling of just lighthearted kid having fun, just worrying all the time, and I brought all of this into adulthood with me. Things have been pretty much always just depression, anxiety, darkness. I've had some up and downs, but it's really just maintained at that even level of bad. And things started getting worse at the beginning of 2015. We had had a reorganization where I work, and I got moved to a team with a manager that was just awful. Didn't know how to manage, was not supportive of our team. Really self-serving, not really caring about the team as a whole. And to be honest, I didn't really like the work. I wasn't very good at it. And I started really getting in a very downward spiral. This went on for many months, and I really wasn't sure what to do. I'd been with my company for almost 15 years. Didn't really want to leave. I got paid very well, good benefits, close to home, but I knew I couldn't just keep on as I was. One day I had kind of a moment of hope, I guess. One of the ladies that I work with on another team, who had a really good manager, who did a job that I thought would be a good fit for me, actually, told me she was pregnant and she was going on leave and she didn't plan on coming back. And this sounded like really good news to me. I really liked her manager. He was so good. And I thought if her job got posted, if she didn't come back, it would be something I could apply for. It'd be something I'd be very good at. And then I could stay, keep my, keep my seniority, 401k match, vacation, all that kind of thing, instead of having to start over. So that was sort of my light at the end of the tunnel. And I told myself, just hang on 6 more months. You can do it. Well, it turned out I couldn't hang on that long, and I got to such a dark place near the end of 2015 that I couldn't even function hardly. It was all I could do to just get up, go to work, sit at my desk, and come home. I really, really, really was in a bad place. And it got to the point where I told myself I had to do something. I was pretty scared. And I've always been really embarrassed about how depressed I was and how broken I thought I was. And I was embarrassed to think about going to therapy, to have to tell someone how bad things were. And I also had been really worried about the idea of having to take anything for my problem. I was really scared to take anything for, any kind of antidepressant or anything like that. But I'd got to such a state that I knew if I didn't do something, I wasn't really sure what was going to happen. So I kind of told myself, what if I could find something less scary medication-wise, some kind of herbal supplement for depression or something of that nature. So I went online and started looking around, and I actually found an ad for Dr. Pravel. And I made an appointment, and we started talking, and for a couple of months, it was several sessions. I just remember all I could really do was cry. I could barely talk to him, and he had a lot of really good things to say. I just was so depressed and crying so badly that I really couldn't listen or even accept or process what he was saying. After one pretty bad session, he said that he really didn't think the work that we were doing was helping or could help me unless I took medication. And he asked me to get on an antidepressant, which, of course, I resisted due to my fear. And he told me that he did understand my fear, but to keep in mind that, he's a mental health professional. And he's a doctor, and he's recommending me to do something that can help me, and he would never do something to harm me. So I ended up getting on Lexapro, and I actually felt pretty good right away. It took some time to fully, you know, take effect, but within the first couple of weeks, I already felt better, and I was more focused, I was less negative, I was less depressed. Then my friend actually ended up giving notice that she wasn't coming back, and her job was posted at the beginning of 2016, and I went through 3 rounds of interviews, and I got it. And I was so proud and so happy with myself. And I continued to work with Dr. Pravel, and we started going into some of the reasons why I was like I was and why I had gotten to such a scary point and things in my past that had led to this, and really start working through things. And I was at a point where I felt like I had no hurdles, no roadblocks, no nothing. Everything was just great for me. So one of the first things I had to do in this new job was to launch a new customer that my company had signed. And I was super excited to just jump in and do my best and give it my all. So for the first couple weeks, that's what I did. And then after a while, there started to be some problems with the launch that were beyond my control and definitely weren't my fault, but I started really taking them on as they were a reflection of me. And when I worked with Dr. Pravel, he would give me the best advice and tell me that, you know, I can't give 100% to being 100% 100% of the time. And, you know, this isn't really something for me to take on, and it's not my fault. Nobody else in my position could be doing better than I am, but for some reason I really let it affect me, and I started to go backwards, I felt. And I was really scared of how I was feeling, because I wasn't as happy as I knew I could be. You know, I had felt it for a couple of months, and I was really scared that I was going to go back to what I'd been before. And I've also felt kind of like, after all the work that we had done and everything he had done to fix me, that now I'd gone and broken myself again, and I was back to feeling very less than. So around August, things started to slow down at work, and it wasn't as busy as it had been. I was able to manage things a little better, but I still just really wasn't that happy. And I still continued to work with Dr. Pravel. And one day we had, long story, but had kind of a mix-up with our appointments. It was a miscommunication, and when I got there, he wasn't there. And it really upset me, and I was crying for a couple of days, and it took me a minute to get myself back together, but I realized basically through everything he had taught me and worked with me on, I needed to do something. I couldn't just sit and wallow. It had been a couple weeks since I'd seen him, and when I reached out to him, he got back to me almost immediately. He said, unfortunately, he was out of town. He could see me when he got back. But, you know, I was traveling the week he got back, so it was going to be another couple weeks till I could see him. So I knew I couldn't go without therapy that long. So I went and saw another doctor. And I just sat down and talked to her. She honestly didn't really say a whole lot. I just kind of poured everything out for about an hour. And I asked her if she had any advice for me. And she said, well, I can tell from the way you're talking to me that you have a very good doctor, and he has you in a very healthy place. And if I were you, I'd get back to see him as soon as possible. Whatever happened with the appointments, get past it, because he's very good for you. So after having talked to her, I just felt better, having had a good cry and just talking through. And the next couple of days, I started thinking about what she had said. And I was sitting there thinking about, what am I so depressed and anxious about right now? And of course, it was something work-related. And I asked myself, how would a healthy person feel? You know, if I was so healthy, then why was I not feeling happy? And the work issue that I realized I was thinking about, I said a healthy person would be irritated with this, kind of annoyed. And then I asked myself how I was feeling, and I realized I was feeling irritated and annoyed. And for some reason, I was categorizing that as depression. I'm not sure why. And I talked with Dr. Pravel many times about emotions, and it was something that I knew in my head, but I guess I had never actually felt it. So over the next couple days, I went through this exercise every time that I thought I was backsliding, and every time I thought I was going back to being broken, I realized that These were just minor annoyances, irritation, aggravated, kind of ticked off. But I wasn't depressed. And I wasn't broken. I was reacting the way a healthy person would to some of these crazy sort of dysfunctional situations that were going on at work and elsewhere. And the more I thought about it, the more automatic it became, and the more I realized they were just, you know, other emotions, kind of no big deal type things. I would just recognize them and they would just sort of melt away. They wouldn't be things that I would sit, you know, someone looks at me sideways one day and I'm going to sit there and stew on it for 3 or 4 days like I used to. I realized that these were just a healthy part of life and that I really was in a good, healthy place. So I really was excited to go back to talk to Dr. Prevel again when I was able to and tell him that all of his wonderful advice was finally sinking in and clicking into place and what a good place I was in. So we had a really good appointment and I told him, you know, how happy I was and I just wanted to get out there. I mean, I really felt like a kid with a new toy or something. I just wanted to get out there and have fun with it. So I made an appointment 5 weeks later. And by the time I got back to him, I had gotten a car and had started driving for the first time in almost a decade. And I realized that now I was in such a good place that everything around me didn't have to be perfect for me to be happy, that I could deal with the things that came my way, and they really weren't that big of a deal other than what I had made them into. I think I just had been so used to being so depressed and so unhappy all the time. That was really all I ever knew, so anytime any negative emotion came my way, I immediately knee-jerked back to that place. The next time I went and saw him, I started talking about my plans for 2017, and I have a lot of them. I really, for the first time in my life, feel like I don't have to be sitting around worrying and stressing all the time. I actually have time to do things and accomplish things, and I have quite a list. One of the things I told Dr. Prevel was that I really wanted to find a way to try to give back or do something for people who possibly were in the situation that I had found myself in basically my whole life, but that had gotten so bad within the last couple of years. And he asked me if I'd read his website, which of course I had. There's so much good information out there. And he asked me if I'd read the testimonials, and I have read them all many times, and they really, really helped me to stick with therapy and to think that there was possibility for improvement for me. I mean, I really didn't know if I could ever get to be one of those people, but I at least thought there was some hope. He asked me if I wanted to put my story out there, and I told him absolutely I would do anything to help anybody that had been in the place I once was. With that said, I mean, I would recommend therapy to anyone. It has absolutely changed my life, and I know now that happiness is not only possible, that it's my reality. I'm continuing to work with Dr. Prevel. I mean, even though I'm not depressed and broken like I once was, but he gives such good advice, and it's such a great thing to be able to talk to him and bounce things off him. I hope this helps anybody out there. Thanks.